distractions from our true calling. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory. Isaiah 43:7. Angela was in over her head. She asserted that God came first, family second, and work and extracurricular activities last. However, when she evaluated how she spent her day, there was little, if any, time spent communicating with the Lord, and she didn't have much energy and enthusiasm for her family. There are strategies in God's Word for avoiding this downward spiral of spending time on what doesn't matter, and as a result, depleting our best resources for what does matter. Isaiah reminds us that our true calling or purpose in life is to glorify God. God created us for His glory, honor, reputation, or splendor. Therefore, we must seek the Lord's face to determine our calling for this season of our lives. God will reveal His purpose for us, instructing and teaching us in the way we should go, counseling us with His eye upon us. The challenge lies in choosing to say yes to the activities that align with His purpose and no to those that do not. We must remember that when we say yes to a good activity, we are implicitly saying no to a best activity, time with our family, or time doing what is truly our calling. This doesn't come easy, but it may help to remember that motherhood of a preschooler is for a short season, gone forever before we know it. Lord, I invite You to reveal Your purpose for me. Align my days raising my preschooler with activities that glorify You. The Lord wrote this devotional, Distractions from Our True Calling, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Mothers of Preschoolers.